Hi, this is Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. When God speaks, things change. Everything around you, all of creation exists because God spoke it into existence. God's word is unlike any other word. It is alive. In John 6, Jesus says, "The words that I have spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life." So they're not mere words, they are alive. God's word generates life. In fact, let me just give you a list of the things that God's word does. God's word generates life. It creates faith. It produces change. It frightens the devil. It causes miracles. It heals hurts and it builds character. God's word transforms circumstances. It imparts joy. It overcomes adversity. It defeats temptation. It infuses hope. God's word releases power. It cleanses our mind. It brings things into being, and it guarantees our future forever. You see, we cannot live without the word of God, so never take it for granted. You should consider God's word as essential to your life as food. You see, the Bible tells us God's word is the spiritual nourishment you must have to fulfill your purpose. So let's start the feast and let's look into God's word today for our daily hope.
Today on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren, where we continue in our series called Can You Hear Me Now? In these lessons, we'll learn how to truly discern the Lord's voice in the midst of a world full of distractions. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a tool to help you get closer to God than you've ever been. It's the Son of God, The Life of Jesus in You DVD and Study Kit by Pastor Rick Warren. And you can take a sneak peek right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen to today's message. If you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called God Wants to Talk to You.
If you want to hear God speak, you must first cultivate an open mind. Cultivate an open mind. Now, what does that mean? It means you've got to be receptive. You've got to be willing. You've got to be open. You've got to be eager. You've got to be ready. Because the number one barrier to hearing God speak is resistance. I don't think I need to hear God speak. I don't believe God can speak. And so many people are even close to the possibility that God might speak to them. Listen, if you don't think God can or will speak to you, guess what? He won't. It is amazing to me how many people in this world think they are open-minded, but they're not. Especially when it comes to God. They're very closed-minded, and they don't even believe in the possibility. They're not even open to that possibility that God could speak to them. They've been brainwashed by society, and they are closed-minded. Now, this is what Jesus talked about in the first kind of soil, the footpath soil. In Luke 8, 5, he says this. Farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. He's talking about the footpath in the farm. And it was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. Now, on a farm, between the rows of vegetables, there are footpaths. You've seen these. They're footpaths that the workers walk through when they're picking the strawberries or whatever, the corn. There's a path between each row of whatever you're growing. And as workers would walk down this pathway, many, many times, it becomes trampled down. The soil becomes compacted. It gets really hard. And if by accident some of that seed that the farmer's thrown out there happens to land on the hard, compacted soil of the footpath, there's no way it's going to sprout. It's not going to take root. It's not going to get under. It just lays on the surface until a bird comes along and eats it away. It never gets a chance to sprout. Now, Jesus gives us the meaning of this down in verse 12. He says there, those along the footpath are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes along and takes away the word from their heart so they cannot believe and be saved. Now, there are two characteristics of a footpath. It's hardened and it's narrow. Do you know any minds like that? Yeah, I know a lot of people who have a closed mind, a hard heart, and a narrow view of life.
and they're very, very close to even the possibility of God in their life. I don't need God. I don't want God. I don't even know if I believe in God. And they are so closed-minded, the seed God can never get through to talk to them. The point is, sometimes we don't even give God a chance. Our minds are made up. Our hearts are hardened. We're unwilling to listen. So this first kind of soil, you might write this down, the hard soil represents a closed mind. The hard soil represents a closed mind. Now, what causes us to have a closed mind? Let me give you the three major mental blocks that keep people from hearing God. There are three mental blocks. You can just write these down wherever you can on the outline. Number one is pride. Pride. I say, I can handle this myself. I don't need anybody else. I certainly don't need God. I can figure it all out. I don't need his help. And so why even pray? Pride causes me to close my mind to God. Second, fear. A lot of people are closed to God because they're afraid of what he might say. And they're running from God out of fear. They're scared to death. What if God asked me to do something I don't want to do? What if he asked me to do something that's too hard? What if he tells me something I don't like? And so out of fear, I shut my mind down. What if I open my mind to God and he turns me into a religious fanatic? And all of a sudden I have to wear polyester and big hair and say, baby, and praise the Lord, and, you know, out foul spirit of nicotine, and, you know, what if all of a sudden, he makes me goofy or something? I don't want to be goofy. What if all of a sudden God takes away all my fun? What if all of a sudden God takes away all my freedom? And so I'm scared.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called God Wants to Talk to You from our series called Can You Hear Me Now? The second half of today's study is coming up next. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's rickwarren.org or just text the word DAILY to 313131. Again, that's the word DAILY to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
In life, there's nothing more important than spending time getting to know Jesus. That's why Pastor Rick Warren wants us to send you his DVD and study guide called Son of God, The Life of Jesus in You. As thanks when you support this ministry financially. Inside this study kit, you'll discover a loving, caring, and personal Savior whose teachings will forever change your life from the inside out. In the 6 sessions, which can be enjoyed independently or with your small group, you'll learn the practical steps necessary to overcome temptation, deal with suffering, handle persecution, and more. The DVD also includes scenes from the film Son of God, produced by Mark Burnett and Roma Downey, that bring this amazing study to life. If you're ready to experience the vibrant, spirit-led life that Jesus wants to give you, then the Son of God, The Life of Jesus in You study kit is right for you. Call us right now at 800-600-5004 or go to rickwarren.org. That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. If you like, you can simply text the word DAILY to 313131. That's the word DAILY to 313131. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
A lot of people are closed to God because they're afraid of what he might say. And they're running from God out of fear. They're scared to death. What if God asked me to do something I don't want to do? What if he asked me to do something that's too hard? What if he tells me something I don't like? And so out of fear, I shut my mind down. What if I open my mind to God and he turns me into a religious fanatic? And all of a sudden I have to wear polyester and big hair and say, baby, and praise the Lord, and, you know, out foul spirit of nicotine, and, you know, what if all of a sudden, he makes me goofy or something? I don't want to be goofy. What if all of a sudden God takes away all my fun? What if all of a sudden God takes away all my freedom? And so I'm scared. And so I close my mind down. Pride, fear. The third one is bitterness. Bitterness causes people to close their hearts and minds to God. Resentment. You're going to be hurt in life, folks, sometimes intentionally and sometimes unintentionally. That's the fact of life. You're going to be hurt. What you do with that hurt makes the difference. And when you hold on to a hurt and you keep going on and on in your mind, what you tend to do is you tend to shift the blame from the person who hurt you to God. And all of a sudden you're blaming God for the person who hurt you. God didn't hurt you. It was that person who did. But you shift the blame to God, and all of a sudden, I don't like God. And you're mad at God. And whenever you hold on to a hurt, your heart grows hard and cold, and you become defensive. And even God's love can't get through to you. Now, some of you have been hurt very, very badly. You've been betrayed. Some of you have been misled. Some of you have been abused physically or emotionally or verbally. Some of you have been rejected. You've been hurt by a former girlfriend or boyfriend or an ex-husband or wife. Or you even did somebody in the name of Christianity said something to you. A so-called Christian hurt you. And those things pile up in our lives. And I'd like to say two things to you. First, as your pastor, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you hurt. And God is too. And God grieves with you, and God hurt when you hurt, because God hates to see his children hurt. But it's a free world where people choose to do wrong, and when that happens, people get hurt. And I am sorry, and I grieve with you, and I would say, don't turn from him, turn to him. I don't know why, but when we get hurt, sometimes we turn away from the only person who can help us, God. I don't know why, but we do. And we pull into a shell, and we harden our hearts and close our minds, and we get hurt and hurt, and the bitterness makes our heart grow cold, and we turn from God instead of turning to the very one who can comfort us. So I'd say, turn to God. The second thing I would say is, never let somebody else's sin keep you from God. That's stupid. Some of you are still allowing people from your past to hurt you in the present, and that's dumb. They can't hurt you anymore unless you choose to hold on to it. They've probably already forgotten it, and you're holding on to it. You gotta let it go. Let it go. You see, the tragedy of a closed mind and a hard heart is it's barren. Like a moonscape, nothing can grow there, nothing could live there. And even if a little seed does happen to fall on a closed mind or a hardened heart, it can't sprout. And the person who has a closed mind is not really living, they're existing. They are hard-hearted, they cannot live because the seed can't take root. And nothing grows and nothing lives in that kind of life. A bitter life is a wasted life, and it just perpetuates the pain. Jesus said the birds come along, they just eat the seed. He says, you know, this kind of life, it's for the birds. It's for the birds. It's useless. It's worthless. Now, what's the smart response? Well, look at the next verse. The Bible says this. Get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives. And humbly accept, circle those two words, humbly accept the message God has planted in your hearts. For it is strong enough to save your soul. Humbly accept, that's the opposite of a closed mind. It's an open mind. God, I can't do it on my own. I can't figure it out on my own. The ways I've tried haven't worked. So I am going to listen to you. I'm going to humbly open up my life to the possibility of God. Okay, number two. First, you cultivate an open mind. Second, if you want to hear God speak to you, you've got to allocate time to listen. Cultivate an open mind, allocate time to listen. That means you've got to slow down. You've got to make time to be quiet. You've got to put it in your schedule so you have time to hear God speak. Now, the first barrier to hearing God speak is resistance, but the second barrier to hearing God speak is hurry. Are any of you familiar with this word? Hurry. When we lived hurried lives, God gets shuffled to the sidelines of our lives. God gets shortchanged. We're always in a hurry. You say, God, I want to hear from you. Speak, God, but I only got 5 minutes. Quick. God says, I think I'll pass on this one. You see, God wants more than your leftovers. God wants more than your shortchanging spare moments. Like, well, I got a few moments here. Okay, how, God? Talk to me. Quick. No, God wants to be the center of your life. And the way you prove that he's the center of your life is you allocate time to listen. God, it's important enough to me to put it in my schedule. Now, here's the second kind of soil that Jesus talks about. And in Luke 8:6, he says, other seed fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. This seed began to grow, but it soon withered and died for lack of moisture. Now, in Israel, I don't know if you've ever been there, but in Israel, much of the country is a thin layer of topsoil over a bedrock of limestone. It's not a really fertile country. It's not like America, where we have really deep topsoil in a lot of our areas. Israel is just a little thin layer of topsoil over a bedrock of limestone. So you plant something on this rocky soil, and the seed sprouts, but it can't get deep roots, and so it withers and dies. It doesn't last very long. Now, in verse 13, he says this. Here's what it represents. The rocky soil represents those who hear the message with joy, but like young plants in such soil, their roots don't go very deep. They believe for a while, but they wilt when the hot winds of testing blow. Now, Jesus says the second kind of soil, the shallow soil, represents a superficial mind. A superficial mind. You know, sometimes we react superficially to God's word. We get excited, we react emotionally, we're moved impulsively. But we don't let God's word sink into the bedrock of our personality. And so there's no real change. It's just kind of an emotional reaction. There's no real change because it doesn't sink into the bedrock of our personality. I wish I had a dollar for every time I've been out on the patio in the last 24 years. And people will come up to me sincere with tears in their eyes saying, oh, Pastor Rick, I was so moved by the service today. I was really touched. And of course, I'm always happy that God touches people and speaks to them like that. But on some people, sometimes I'll see them a month or two later, there's no change in their life. They're still going down the same path. They're not any different. They were thrilled, but not transformed. They were emotionally moved, but they didn't do anything about it. They are superficial people. And they don't have any depth because they won't let the word penetrate the bedrock of their personality. Now notice here in this verse it says, they receive the word with joy. You might circle that. Okay, I mean, they're through, wow, that was a great service. Man, that was good. But you walk out the door and you forget it immediately. Okay? And you never allow the word to penetrate. Why does that happen? I'll tell you why. Because we forget what we hear. The United States Air Force did a study and discovered that we forget 95% of everything we hear within 72 hours. Now, as a pastor, that is an incredibly depressing statistic. I work all week to get you these pearls of wisdom to pass out to you to change your life, knowing that by Wednesday you've forgotten it all. That's why we have these things. Because I want it to last a little bit longer than 72 hours. And that's why if you write something down, you remember it a little bit longer. And then later you can take it and review it, and you can look over it, and you can put it on your windshield. Not your windshield, I hope. Sorry, Mr. Highway Patrol, my pastor told me to put this on the windshield. You can put it on your refrigerator door or, you know, your bathroom mirror. Or, you know, I know a family who every Sunday after service, they go home and they have a family barbecue. And everybody pulls out their outline. They got three kids and they say, okay, what did you learn today? What do we need to work on? What difference is this going to? And they review it. So it's not just in one ear and out the other and let's go to Chili's. Not a bad idea. Now, notice it says right here, it says that these people have shallow roots. Like young plants in such soil, their roots don't go very deep. These are not deep people. They're shallow. They're superficial people. They believe for a while. You know what they are? They're fair weather believers. They believe for a while, but when the hot winds of testing blow, you know, they're wither. They're superficial commitment. And when problems come and when the heat's on, they dry up and blow away. Now, how do you grow beyond superficiality? How do you stop being a superficial person? How do you get spiritual depth in your life? How can you become a deep person? How do you develop spiritual roots? Well, there are two very practical ways. And every one of you can do these, and I talk about them all the time. And some of you are getting tired of talking about them because you're doing them. But you say, when are you going to stop talking about these two things? When everybody's doing them. Because these are the two ways you stop being a superficial person and you become a spiritually deep person. Here they are. You might write them down. Number one, schedule a daily time with God. Schedule a daily time with God. It can be 10 minutes, 15 minutes. We call it a quiet time. And in a quiet time, you sit down, you read the Bible for a little bit, and you talk to God for a little bit in prayer, and you sit and you be quiet and you listen to God and say, God, is there anything you want to say to me through the Word or anything? And maybe you review your notes from the weekend, and maybe you journal a little bit. It doesn't matter. You can vary it, but you just have to make time to listen to God and say, God, is there anything you want to say to me today? And then you read His Word, and you just do that on a daily basis. I don't know anything that will build spiritual roots faster than a daily time with God. The second thing that will help you build, not be superficial, but grow deeper, is join a weekly small group. Everybody needs to be in a weekly small group. That's where God can speak to you through other people because, you know, in a crowd like this and in all our venues, we can't discuss what I'm talking about. As I'm talking, you go, yeah, but what about this? Well, you can do that in a group. And that's where you learn. And well, what about this? And you have interaction. You don't learn when it's just sit still while I instill. You learn when you talk it out. Hebrews 10:25 says this. Don't give up the habit of meeting together. Instead, let us encourage one another. Notice it ought to be a habit. Now, you know how we have testimonies here at Saddleback Church? This week, I'm the testimony. I'm the testimony. And I want to say to you, small groups are essential for my spiritual life. My small group, God speaks to me through my small group on a regular basis. Now, I've been a pastor for, 25 years, and I've been a Christian for over 40 years, and I still need a small group. Don't you think you need one? In fact, I've discovered that when I least feel like going, when I'm most tired, most stressed out, I don't have time for it today, that's when I need it the most.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Rick will be back in just a moment with an encouraging closing thought. Now, if you've missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. Oh, and while you're at the website, please be sure to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional. Listen to Rick's messages, click on his social media links, and check out all the other helpful study resources available to you. Again, it's rickwarren.org. And please be sure to tell your friends and loved ones about all these great resources. And thanks so much for supporting Daily Hope. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Now God is ready to talk to you, but that means you need to be ready to listen. And then you need to do what He tells you to do. So this week, every time you open your Bible, I want you to say, God, tell me what you want me to do. And tell Him that you're going to be obedient to whatever He tells you. Now, if you missed any part of this message, you can go to rickwarren.org, where you can listen online anytime to every one of these messages. You'll also find free downloadable sermon notes, and you can also sign up for my free Daily Hope email devotionals, which can come directly to your inbox every day. Thanks for listening today. I want you to know that I love you, I care about you, and I'm praying for you. Join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.